Can't Talk Right Now, Doing Hot Girl Shit. Written by Menfina. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Category, Jen. Also tagged for humor, fluff and humor. Post-canon fix it. Post-fix it. Medical drug use. Crack. Crack treated seriously? Trans clone troopers. Trans fox. Trans female character. Fox gets put on the good painkillers. And she makes it everyone else's problem. Order 66 didn't happen. And Fox is a little shit. Produced for Marianas for ITPE 2023.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two
I'm
shit.
On the floor.
Between the end of the war and when Fox got shot, Coruscant Guard CMO Basher got their hands on the good drugs. That was the only explanation, really. Fox hadn't woken up that day intending to get shot at. She rarely did. But on this particular day, her sole duty away from her desk had been accompanying Chancellor Organa to a public event, the grand opening of a large community garden. Nothing related to the war or the clones. Nothing too controversial. By all accounts, an easy job. Of course, Fox still meticulously planned the security detail for the event beforehand and ensured that she was personally guarding the Chancellor at all times. In her line of work, it paid to be cautious. Her paranoia was justified. Once again, she would point out snidely. When she caught a glimpse of a metallic glint coming from a nearby building that she knew was scheduled to be empty, all the camera crews posted in adjacent buildings with better lighting. She moved almost before the site fully registered, ushering Chancellor Organa back off the platform where he was stepping up to give a speech. Just as she reached the Chancellor, automatically placing herself between him and the threat, a few things happened in quick succession. She felt something hit her hard in the lower back, excruciating pain erupting immediately from the point of impact. A loud cracking noise echoed around the open outdoor space. All hell broke loose. As always in these sorts of situations, Fox compartmentalized fast. She barked orders into her comm, the rest of the guard already moving to evacuate the area and a squad breaking off to intercept what could only be a sniper post in the nearby building. The pain in her torso faded to a background thought as she hustled the Chancellor away from the event into a secured building with guards posted at each entrance. She'd almost forgotten about the hit she took until she turned her back to the Chancellor, not yelling into her comm for an update, and heard a horrified gasp. She whipped back around. "Commander Fox," Organa said. "You're back." One of the guards posted at the door snapped their gaze over to Fox and then shakily raised their comm. "This is Lieutenant Sunny. We need a medic at my location, stat. Commander Fox appears to have taken a slug thrower shot to the back. Immediate assistance needed." Slug thrower? Oh. Fox's thoughts began to slow from their rapid-fire emergency management protocol. It took her longer than it probably should have to connect the dots from the metallic glint to the impact she'd felt in her back to the loud report of a sniper rifle. Well, better her than Organa, anyway. She blinked, and the medic was in front of her, saying something that didn't fully penetrate the fog around her brain, and gently pushed Fox until her legs buckled and she slumped into a chair. Dimly, she registered a lot of yelling coming from the room around her and the comm in her helmet. She craned her neck around, ignoring the increased volume of the yelling, until she caught sight of Organa, who was standing back in a corner out of the way and looking concernedly at her. A hand caught her chin, forcing her gaze away from the Chancellor. "Hey," a voice said, which she sluggishly connected to the hand on her chin, which she eventually recognized as Thier's. "Thier. When did Thier get here?" "I've got the Chancellor, Fox. I'll handle it. Just hang in there, okay?" Thier sounded upset. That wasn't right. Fox clumsily brought her own hand up, grabbing Thier's wrist. She nodded solemnly. "I trust you, Thier," she said seriously. Thier's face crumpled a bit. Shit, that made it worse. She didn't have much more time to be concerned, however, as her attention was soon captured by the medics. When did they all get here? Wrestling her out of her armor and asking her all sorts of questions that she was a bit too busy being in excruciating pain to answer. Ah, there was that projectile wound again. The last thing she saw before she got hurriedly escorted out of the room on a stretcher was Thier, standing protectively in front of Chancellor Organa, a hand on his shoulder and speaking quietly to the shaken-looking politician. Despite the pain, Fox felt a smile stretch across her face. The next several hours were a blur, with Fox only able to account for small snatches of time between long bouts of unconsciousness and sedation. When she finally woke up again, moderately aware of her surroundings, she was met by a familiar face. "Hey, Fox, you with me?" CMO Basher asked, a gentle hand resting on Fox's wrist. Fox nodded and opened her mouth to speak, coughing slightly at the dryness in her throat. Basher helped her into a sitting position and brought a straw to her lips, letting Fox weakly sip at the water cup. "Do you remember what happened?" Basher asked. Fox thought for a moment. "I got shot again, didn't I?" she replied. Basher snorted. "Yeah, Fox, you did." Fox slowly blinked herself more awake, gazing blearily around the private room of the CG medbay. Basher checked her vitals and mumbled to himself, making a few notes on the chart at the end of her bed. "Looks like you're recovering about as well as you can be expected from the surgery. And the Bacta bath did you some good, at least," they said. "Surgery?" Fox asked. Basher gave her a reproachful look. "Yes, surgery. You took a slug to the back, Fox. We had to sew your intestines back up, and we couldn't risk more than a few hours in the Bacta tank since we had to keep monitoring your digestive tract for any complications." Ah, this was a well-worn issue with Basher, who'd had plenty to say to Fox in the final days of the war about how her eating and sleeping habits, or lack thereof, were wreaking havoc on her body. "Well, shit," she said. Basher huffed a laugh. "Eloquent as ever." They fiddled with Fox's IV stand for a moment. "Are you in any pain?" Fox checked in with her body and was surprised to find that the answer was no. "None at all," she responded. "Feels like I'm floating. Or that time I took a few too many stims." "We got some new painkillers in since the last time you were laid up here," Basher said, smirking at Fox's dazed tone. "If you feel too disoriented or start feeling nauseated, let me know and we can lower your dosage. Otherwise, no pain is exactly what we're going for here." Fox nodded dutifully. She definitely understood and internalized all of that information. "You got me on the good shit," she said. Basher laughed again. "Yes, Fox, we've got you on the good shit." She got distracted for a moment, watching the ceiling lights sway. Or was that her head? But she zoned back in at the feeling of Basher's hand on her shoulder. "Rest up, okay?" Basher said. "I'll be back in to check on you in a little bit." With that, the hand left her shoulder, and Basher made their way back into the main medbay. A hand caught the door after them before it could close, and another familiar figure stepped into the room. "Well, look who decided to wake up," Thorne said cheerfully, a wide grin stretching across his face. "Took you long enough? Geez, if we knew during the war that all we needed to do to get you to sleep was shoot you with a slug or two, we'd have set aside more rifles from one of our arms deal busts."
"I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that," Fox replied.
Thorne rolled his eyes. "Whatever. So, hey, good news and bad news. Or maybe just good news? But I know you're a freak about work. Anyway, you're officially on medical leave for at least a week. But the good news is, I got special permission to give you a data pad. It's even been customized just for you. Absolutely zero access to your work files." Fox stared at Thorne, and then at the data pad that he unceremoniously dropped in her lap. "What am I supposed to do with this if I can't access work?" Fox asked, genuinely confused. Thorne rolled his eyes. "Literally anything other than work. Read a book, watch a holodrama, talk about your feelings on the holonet. Honestly, you have problems." He slumped into the chair beside her bed and turned his own data pad on, grumbling under his breath. Fox ignored him and looked back to the data pad in her lap. She fumbled for a moment with the interface until she managed to turn it on. Blinking rapidly to adjust her eyes to the bright blue display, Fox navigated to her HoloNet account. Sure enough, she was locked out of all of her work files, including her massive backlog of data work. She huffed to herself. What the hell was the point of being on medical leave if she couldn't even use it to catch up on data work? Curious about Thorne's thoroughness, Fox navigated away from her work files and pulled up her personal files. Ha! He hadn't thought of everything, it seemed. Her folders of personal data and files were still accessible, though they wouldn't be much help for her to catch up on her work. All that she had were the holovids and holopics she'd saved to her personal folder from her Voda in the guard and her batchmates, as well as the extensive folders full of blackmail material she'd meticulously kept updated and locked down under several layers of encryption since the beginning of her posting on Coruscant. She hadn't touched some of these files in years. Well, she had nothing better to do. Might as well clean out some folders. Thankfully, Thorne had left her access to her messages, both the internal GAR messaging system and the more formal outward-facing platform used to liaise between the GAR, Jedi, and the Senate. It was an oversight on his part, but to his credit, Fox normally wouldn't have much to message about without accessing her data work. Fox was just glad to see that she could use the generic CG email from her datapad as well. Though, it was just as likely that Thorne had forgotten it existed rather than actively decided to leave her access. She was more familiar with sending out messages from her comm or helmet than a datapad, but she'd make it work. Fox flipped back to her blackmail folder and began sorting through the files. Most were obsolete at this point anyway. The grand majority were dirt on Palpatine that she'd already given to the Jedi during their investigation. Though a fair number of files and security holovids featured senators who'd somehow managed to keep their jobs after the end of the war. Shrugging internally, Fox added all her Senate-related files as a message attachment and began typing. It took more concentration than usual to make sure that she was using proper spelling and grammar. "What you doing there, Fox?" Thorne asked, curious, after a few minutes had passed. "Just sending out some messages," Fox hummed. Wow, she felt great. She wondered how long Basher would keep her on these painkillers. "No work, right?"
"Nope, just personal stuff."
Thorne looked at her curiously, but ultimately let it slide.
Are you going to be all right here on your own for a little bit? I've got a meeting with Organa to debrief about the assassination attempt. Fox waved him off. I'll be fine. Tell Organa I say hi, and then he should really use a signal jammer when he wants to hold private conversations with Queen Organa from his office. Thorne chuckled, looking bemused. Yeah, I'll do that. Someone else will stop by a little later, but call for a medic if you need anything. With that, Thorne gave her a farewell pat on her head and left her to her own devices. Turning her attention back to her datapad, Fox reviewed the message she'd drafted up. From CG Official Correspondence. Dear Senators, in the interest of transparency and accountability, please find attached an archive of documents and security videos spanning the past several years that were flagged due to suspicious behavior. Friendly reminder that all business conducted within the Senate building is monitored for security concerns, and all audio and video surveillance is saved for up to 5 years, unless the material becomes relevant to an ongoing investigation and is added to a case file. At your service, the Coruscant Guard. There, that sounded pretty good. She'd mastered the art of polite, professional message early in her career and could now do it in her sleep, or hopped up on pain meds, as the case may be. After checking her spelling one last time and verifying that she'd attached the correct folder, affectionately titled Senate_blackmail.zip, Fox navigated to send the message to the server group she'd made to message all active senators at once. 2. Galactic Senate. All members. CC. BCC. She blinked at the screen. There weren't usually this many fields when she sent messages from her comm. Well, she could read as well as the next VOD. CC. CC4477, CC4028, CC5869, CC2224, CC3636, CC5052, CC6454, CC1004, CC1138, CC1119, CC10/994, CC8826, CC1138, CC5576. Fox continued to list all of the CC numbers she could remember off the top of her head. She was pretty sure she got all of them, but surely they'd forwarded it on to anyone she missed. Should she list her own? She added CC1010 to the list just to be safe. It was odd that the interface asked for CC numbers at all. Most of their technology had been adapted to recognize the VODA's names rather than their identifiers. Maybe it was an outdated data pad. She stared at the next line in the messaging client. She'd never heard of a clone identification number starting with BCC and wondered what it stood for. Backup Clone Commander? Big Clone Commander? Bitchy Clone Commander? Maybe Cody'd had his number reassigned. BCC2224. Chuckling to herself, she hit send on the message and looked back at her blackmail folder. That cleared out most of it, but she still had a couple of other subfolders to clear out. On to the next batch. She pulled up the set of folders she had carefully labeled with the names of individual Jedi. This set of files was much smaller and mostly filled with the embarrassing flavor of blackmail, rather than the illegal or truly scandalous kind. Tripping over their robes in public, usually shiny nights, lightsabers fumbled, Kenobi, making out with senators in broad daylight, Skywalker. Her biggest folder, for General Krell,
had been thoroughly reviewed by the Jedi following his fall, and she deleted the folder from her private server in disgust afterwards. Opening a new message draft, Fox began to type. From Commander Fox, CC1010. Dear Jedi Masters, Knights, and Padawans, Happy Gel Day! Smiley face! Since the Jedi no longer by default hold officer positions in the GAR, and therefore no longer merit a high level of scrutiny, I've decided to take the opportunity to clean out my archives of security videos and contingency documents related to the Jedi Order. I've attached those files here, in case they may be helpful to your order when updating personnel files, marital status of certain knights, or planning training exercises, perhaps remedial grip strength to help reduce loss of lightsabers in the field. I understand that some of these holovids may contain embarrassing or sensitive content, but I'm sure that as professionals, you will use discretion when viewing any content for Jedi other than yourselves. Your friend in the guard, Commander Fox. It was a pleasant change of pace to be able to use a friendlier tone in her message, instead of the usual formal language she used for all Senate correspondents. Distantly, she registered the sound of her comm going off on her bedside table. Huh, so they did give her a comm after all. Well, she was on medical leave. Anyone messaging her could just wait until she was done with her organization project. She sent her second message off to her Jedi Order, All Members, messaging group, once again making sure to completely fill out the CC field. Force! It felt incredible to clean out all these old files. She felt like a million credits. She should get high on painkillers more often. Fox, no! Said a voice at the back of her head that sounded suspiciously like Basher. The only files left at this point were blackmail on her fellow Voda, mostly her batch and the guard, though she had a fair amount of other embarrassing holovids saved from surveillance cameras around Coruscant, featuring Voda across the entire GAR. Well, might as well get a clean slate for everyone. Sin Vitin and all that. She went through so much blackmail with her closest Voda that she'd easily compile a new folder soon anyway. From Commander Fox, CC1010. Hey, Dikuta! Cleaning out my blackmail folders! Enjoy! Smiley face! Always watching. Short and sweet. She went ahead and sent out this final message, filling out the to field with her server group for all active CT members, and once again listing CCs in the correct field. Wow, it felt good to be the bigger person for once and let go of all of this baggage. She was sure her family would be proud of her for turning over a new leaf. On her bedside table, her comm device pinged over and over again, buzzing constantly. Someone must have really wanted to get a hold of her. Fox? Basher called, sticking their head through the doorway. Pick up your damn comm or it's going down the trash chute. Fox picked up the damn comm. She had unread messages from all of her batchmates, her fellow guard CCs, and even a few senators and Jedi. There were too many to sort through all at once, so she opened up the top chat thread, which appeared to be the seldom used All CCs group. Her screen flooded with messages, new ones coming in too fast for her to even attempt to scroll back and catch up. The most recent messages all seemed to be identical. At least, mostly, just at Fox, with little variation. Fox. Hi, everyone! Wolf. At Fox. At Fox. Cody. At Fox. Wolf. Oh shit, she's here!
Fox, what the fuck?
Fox, can't really talk right now. I'm doing hot girl shit.
Cody, no, get back here! Pons, what the fuck is even going on over there?
Monk, did your comm get sliced?
Wolf, at Fox. At Fox.
Fox, I'm here. No one sliced my comm?
Except for Thorn, I guess.
But
I did get shot, frowny face.
And now I'm on medical leave, frowny face. For a whole week, frowny face. And Thorn was being so mean to me, frowny face.
Thorn, I literally just locked you out of your work files, Decoot. Also, on my way back to the guard HQ, ETA 5 minutes.
Fox, happy face.
Stone, stuck on Senate duty with Thier. Shit is understandably hitting the fan.
Fox, what's going on, frowny face?
Thorn, medical leave, you harbinger of chaos.
Fox, smirk, happy face? Question mark?
Nao, how the hell is she like this with us, but can manage full paragraphs with the Senate and the Jedi?
Thorn, that's just what she's like!
Cody, how are you feeling, Fox?
Fox, I actually feel incredible. Thank you for asking, though I do feel a bit sluggish.
Get it?
Cody.
Fox.
Slug-ish?
Because there was a slug inside me? Smiley face?
Cody. Unimpressed face.
Stone. You're literally the worst.
Thorn. She's on the good pain meds.
Gree.
Yeah, we could sort of tell.
Fox.
You can? But I'm typing so good, frowny face.
Bly.
Yeah, you sure are, buddy.
Also on my way to CG Medbay.
Wolf. Same.
Cody.
Same.
Pons. I'll stop by as soon as I can.
Fox. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face.
She closed the CC group chat for the moment, content with the knowledge that her batchmates would be visiting soon. A pleasant warmth filled her chest at the knowledge that they cared. Checking her other messages, she ignored most of them, since the CCs who'd messaged her privately would have likely seen her responses in the other group chat by now. Oh, it looked like she had a message from Chancellor Organa. That seemed important.
Organa. Hello, Commander Fox. I hope you're healing well and taking some time to rest. I'd like to personally thank you for your actions earlier today. But I'll wait to do it until you're feeling better and able to receive my thanks in person. I also saw the message that you, so helpfully sent out to the entire Senate. Let's touch base on that at a later time. Just focus on your recovery for now.
Fox.
Thank you, sir.
I'm feeling really good now. Don't worry. Smiley face.
And I'd take a slug for you any day, sir.
Organa. That's very kind of you to say, Commander.
Please do try to refrain from doing so in the future, however. Fox. Respectfully. Better my back than your chest, sir. Besides, like hell am I gonna babysit a third chancellor? That would just be ridiculous. Organa. Of course. Fox began typing a reply, but she was soon interrupted by the sound of a large argument growing closer in the hallway outside her room. She looked up from her comm just as Thorne stomped into the room, Basher close on his heels. Thorne's hair looked much more disheveled than it did before he'd left earlier. "I leave you alone," Thorne began, "for 30 minutes, and you managed to both commit light treason and send the Jedi and the Gar into a fucking tailspin." He grabbed the datapad still resting in Fox's lap and began frantically tapping at it. Fox turned to Basher. "Hi, Basher," she said. "Hi, Fox," Basher said with a wry grin on their face. "How are those pain meds treating you?" "Really good," Fox replied. Thorne made a strangled sound. "Any nausea? Dizziness?" Basher asked. Fox shook her head. With one final tap, Thorne powered down her datapad. Holding eye contact with Fox, he crossed the room, opened the hatch to the trash chute, and dropped the datapad down the chute. Fox frowned. "I was using that," she said. Thorne's only response was to collapse into a chair, hands over his face. "Why don't you try to take a nap, Fox?" Basher suggested. They gently took the comm out of her hands and rested it back on the bedside table, toggling the switch on the side to set it to silent mode. "It sounds like your batch will be here to visit by the time you wake up."
Wow, Basher was so smart. That must be why they got to stab people for a living. Fox wondered if she could learn how to stab people for a living. She blinked slowly. Someone had dimmed the lights in her room, and Thorne had moved to the chair next to the head of her bed.
"Just go to sleep, Fox," he said wearily.
"Okay," she replied softly. "Good night, Thorne."
"Good night, Fox, you chaotic bastard."
That seemed uncalled for. Fox let the soft lighting of the room and the quiet humming of the medical machines lull her to sleep. All in all, except for the getting shot part, she'd had a pretty good day. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and feel like leaving feedback, you would be more than welcome to do so. You can find this podfic at whatever post you found this podfic at in the first place, and that's probably where you can leave feedback for me, the podficker, and from there you will definitely find a link to the text post, which is where you can leave feedback for the author. Thanks for listening! Reader's notes. That was chaos personified, and it was
just the biggest riot to Podfic. I feel kind of drunk right now.